The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHO Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Ashley forgot the intro.
No, I thought you were going to do it.
Nope, I never do it.
But you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. Also, because I forgot we're doing something tonight and got an email reminding me about it.
Oh, boy.
So.
What did we forget?
Tournament of Nerds.
Oh, we're going to do Tournament of Nerds tonight.
We're judging it tonight.
Oh, boy. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. So that's fun.
You know what I'll take the edge off that? Ashley, I have a song.
Okay.
I have a perfect song, and I didn't play it during the main episode because of copyright, but we can play it during the extra because it is. We have to wait through a Sun Chips commercial first.
Sun
Chips. I like Sun Chips, but I don't want to wait for the commercial. Damn it, you ruined this. Here we go. You ready for this? Oh, yeah. Gosh. What a voice. Carl Douglas, man.
Remember there was a song called Turning Japanese? I don't think that song's okay anymore.
What? There's a song called Turning Japanese?
Yes. It was on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
I didn't know this song.
Yeah.
Carl Douglas, man. What a voice. He's got a voice. I'm just going to leave it playing. Ashley, we're talking about the Kung Fu superhero.
So I found initially a list that was like the top 20 best kung fu fighters, but they were all real people.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't know most of them.
We need to look at number one though. We need at least
it's Bruce Lee.
Of course.
Do you want me to go back to it and do like the top five?
Sure.
Because
we're everybody here, we're off the rails already. We were going to talk about the kung fu superhero because it's like such a. It's sort of a niche of a niche. Superheroes are already a niche, and we're niching a niche. So it's very interesting that the kung fu has sort of like, I mean, it affected pop culture, it affected movies, it affected television. I mean, there was literally a television show called Kung Fu, and Shang-Chi would not exist without the kung fu explosion. This song that we're listening to would not exist.
Okay, so here's the top five.
Okay.
Tony Jaa.
Don't know.
You've definitely seen him in a movie before.
I have a feeling that you're going to say that to every one of these, but I don't know.
Hold on. Tony Jaa.
So these are the real deal people.
These are real people. He's
considered to be the best kung fu fighters of all time.
He's a martial artist.
Okay.
He's Ong Bak.
What does that mean?
You've never seen the movie Ong Bak?
Nope.
He's Ong Bak.
Just move on, Ashley.
Donnie Yen.
Yep. Oh, wow. Number four.
Jet Li.
Jet Li is considered to be number three.
Number three, acrobatic action stalwart Li Liangji is a famous wushu champion who became a national coach while still a schoolboy.
Is this list just like famous martial art movie stars?
It's called the 20 greatest martial arts stars. That's what it's called.
Okay.
So and then it's Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee.
It's not the actual list of the greatest martial artists of all time.
No.
Because I would bet you that there are some actual martial artists out there that like competed in competitions that
could, we have no idea.
That could like beat Jet Li.
Maybe. Okay, so now
and I say
going
that as a person
to...
that I know that all five of those people could literally kick my ass.
Yes.
Even while dead, they could kick my ass.
Yes. So now we're going to CBR.com.
Carl Douglas is dancing on stage. I'm watching a video of his performance. He's dancing on stage.
And this list is called Marvel's 15 Best Martial Artists. It's written by Jordan Commandeur.
Mm-hmm.
As with most CBR lists, I bet Jason and I are going to disagree. Number 15, Wong.
So these are just the Marvel.
Yep.
Wong is a hand-to-hand combatant that's been shown in several storylines. He actually can do magic as well, which is a thing that like a lot of people... It's a thing that I appreciate that the movie gave him back because some comic book storylines, they have...
He's a butler.
Yeah, he's just an over... He's Asian Alfred.
Yes, and Benedict Wong is awesome, so it'll be nice to see him get to do more. Number 14, Colleen. He is, because he's the only Asian in the universe. Colleen Wing.
She's 14, you say?
Yep.
Okay. Like, sure, I guess.
Number 13, White Tiger.
Man, I don't like White Tiger. White Tiger is one of those characters from the 1970s Marvel that I think should have stayed in the 1970s Marvel.
I don't know if there's enough fucking pop-up ads. Number 15.
What does that mean?
There's a billion pop-up ads on this website.
Okay, thank you.
Lady Bullseye.
Okay. You mean that terrible copycat character? All right, sure.
Number 11 is a character that I don't know who they are, but I think they're a Daredevil character. Ikari?
Ikari.
The mirror image of Matt Murdock is the work of scribe Mark Waid and artist Chris Sumney.
Ikari is a villain. They dress up in like sort of like a...
They got like a hood.
They dress up in like a demon version of the red and yellow Daredevil costume. Okay, I guess. I think this list is already stretching.
Number 10, Elektra. And you sure can't see her nipples in the art they chose.
I think Elektra would be way higher on this list.
Well, then we'll see what the next one.
Elektra is Daredevil's girlfriend, of course, if you don't know.
Number 9, Psylocke.
Oh, interesting choice. Mm-hmm. Generally, you forget, like, because you always think about her, like, energy daggers.
Her psychic powers, yeah.
That's a good choice. Okay, that's a good choice. All right.
Number 8, Spider-Man, Spider-Clan? When Marvel launched their Megaverse in the early aughts, we got cool Japanese iterations from the publisher's popular characters. Well, Spider-Man of Earth 616, just shut the fuck up. In a parallel universe,
what are you Peter, talking about? Are you telling me to shut the fuck up?
No, I'm trying to like get to the point of this lengthy description that tells me who this fucking character is. Peter Parker is actually from the Ninja Clan. This spin on Spider-Man's story was brought to life by Kari Andrews and Scotty Young. Okay. Alternate universe Spider-Man.
All right.
Number 7, Daredevil.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
That seems low. That seems very low for Daredevil. All right, keep going.
Number 6, Shang-Chi.
That seems low for
With
Shang-Chi.
An unflattering piece of art.
As the master of Kung Fu, you would think he'd be number 1.
This list is number 5, Mantis?
Oh my God. Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy, Mantis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this list. Who? CBR, I'm going to say this. Ashley said this. Go fuck yourself. Oh my God. Well, who's number 4?
Karnak.
Okay, Karnak is the inhuman who can like mirror people's movements. Karnak deserves to be in the top 5.
You're going
to
be so mad about number 3.
It's going to be Kingpin or something like that, isn't it?
Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Get the fuck out of here.
Also an unflattering.
The best martial artist?
Well, not always associated with martial arts. Rogers has mastered many fighting systems that were popular in his day. Ugh. Number 2, Master Izo.
That is one of the guys that trained Matt Murdock.
Yes.
So is it going to be number 1? Is going to be Stick?
No. Think even whiter and younger.
That doesn't help me at all.
Iron Fist.
That's fucking lame. That's fucking lame.
It's me, Luke. When I was made this back.
When was this list published?
2017.
CBR. Clown shoes. This list is fucking clown
this
shoes.
This is terrible. I know, like, they also have a different article from 2020 called The 10 Best Avengers Martial Artists. Let's see.
Click on it. Let's go.
Let's see. This one's by Calvin Carter. We know exactly one person who writes for CBR. So.
Yes, and they're very freelance. So.
And they're lovely. So, okay. Number 10, Hercules.
What?
For inventing a martial art.
What?
Number 9, Mockingbird.
Okay.
Number 8, Hawkeye. Trained by Captain America. They specifically say number 7, Spider-Woman.
Oh my God.
Number 6, if there is no Asian person on this list, Black Panther.
Okay, fine.
I guess. Number 5, Black Widow.
All right.
I guess. Number 4, Wolverine.
Wolverine is a martial artist, so that's literally the only choice they've gotten right so far.
Number 3, literally the same as number 3 from the last list, Captain America.
Get the fuck out of here.
Number 2, Iron Fist. I know Iron Fist has to be on the list, but I don't think he should be number 1. And then number 1 is Shang-Chi. Daredevil's not even on this list. Or Elektra. Or Stick.
I'm just going back to the song because it makes me happy. He's actually kung fu fighting on stage. Look at Carl. Look at Carl Douglas. Look at him go. Ashley, I'm showing Ashley the video. He's getting into it. He's got a good voice.
He's got a fabulous voice.
He's got a voice. You know, this is going to be about the kung fu superheroes, but CBR disappointed me. So I'm going to see, like, is Carl Douglas have another good song? Let's find out if Carl Douglas. Let's drop into the career of Carl Douglas.
The poetryfoundation.org has a list called Chinese Female Kung Fu Superheroes.
Oh, my. Ashley, he is still singing kung fu fighting. He's right here. I found a video of him as an old man.
Nobody said katana. Nobody said Lady Shiva. Nobody said Cassandra Cain.
Look at Carl Douglas. Look at him. This is from
fabulous.
This is from 2011. Writing that song, Carl.
Good for him.
He's still dancing. He's still dancing while he sings this.
No, he truly looks great. He's having fun.
I think Carl Douglas is the singer.
No one said Richard Dragon. No one said Bronze Tiger.
Richard Dragon's a DC character.
Well, whatever. I know. I also said Cassandra Cain, but I'm like...
I think we found out, listeners, I'm sorry, but I think we found out that list was bullshit.
No one said Deathstroke. He's also a DC.
Let's learn a little bit about Carl Douglas, the Jamaican singer who wrote the disco single Kung Fu Fighting. Carlton George Douglas, born May 10th in 1942, is a Jamaican.
Well, he's a Gemini.
Singer, songwriter, and recording artist, best known for the 1974 disco single hit Kung Fu Fighting. He is still alive. He's 79. let's see here. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica. He later moved to California and lived his teenager years in London. He's a big fan of jazz music. His career was based in the United Kingdom. He wrote the disco single Kung Fu Fighting, hit number one in the UK and the US Billboard Top 100 in 1974, sold 11 million copies worldwide, making it one of the top best-selling singles of all time. Certified gold. Let's see here. Douglas is considered to be one of the first one-hit wonders. Oh,
good
man. He did a follow-up called Dance the Kung Fu, which did not crack the top 40. So let's Carl Douglas, let's listen to Dance the Kung Fu. Here we go. See what this song sounds like, everybody. 1975, Dance the Kung Fu. Here we go, Carl Douglas. Not the ad. I don't want to watch the ad. Here we go. Sorry, everybody. We got to sit through a 5-second ad. You know, ads make the world go round. Here he goes. Dance the Kung Fu. He's still on stage. He's ready to dance. All right, Carl, what are you going to do for us? He's joking. All right.
Come on.
Yeah. Over the stage is a giant... just says disco. Okay.
Honestly, it's not bad.
It's kind of the same song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carl. We know. You said this three
times. It's much closer to a traditional disco song, actually.
It's the same melody.
Mm-hmm.
Every step is poetry in motion. That's a good line, Carl. Well done. Take your devotion. If you feel like you wanna fight, people listen to me or don't get uptight. This is all you do. Oh, dance the Kung Fu. Okay, not as good as Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting, which I do think is a classic song.
Also on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
Dance the Kung Fu?
No, Kung Fu Fighting, along with the Turning Japanese.
Listeners, I think this is very apropos of how off the rails our Shang-Chi episode, that our GHL Extra was sabotaged by CBR.
It was a really, two really terrible lists.
But I got to tell you, I think we all learned a little bit about Carl Douglas, a national treasure, who's not even American.
Nope. That's okay.
You know what?
We wish he was.
You know what?
He's welcome here.
I wish Dance the Kung Fu had been popular.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think he's doing okay, though.
I guarantee you he is still getting royalties off of...
it's also in like a billion movies and stuff like that. Isn't it commercials?
Isn't it the theme song of Kung Fu Panda?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I think it's like literally when you search Kung Fu Fighting, Kung Fu Panda comes up. Let's find it out right now. Somebody's like screaming at us right now. They're like, I already know the Kung Fu Panda... theme song. Let's find out, because I know there's a television show where somebody does a Jack Black impression. It's not even Jack Black.
I was gonna say, you don't think Jack Black sang the theme?
No. The guy who voices the show, the TV show, is not Jack Black. But he's a Jack Black sound-alike.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a Kung Fu Panda theme song. The Kung Fu Panda. Raised in a noodle shop, see, how's he doing? Never seeking glory or fame. He climbed the mountaintop and earned the Dragon Warrior name. Ooh, Kung Fu Panda. But that is not Jack Black.
No,
that
it's
is.
Not. It's close, though.
He's doing a really, really solid impression. The only reason I know that is because I saw a class by that gentleman. Who does the Jack Black sort of impression. I saw a voiceover class at him. Sam Conception, I think?
Oh, yes.
Is his name?
Something like that.
That doesn't seem... Is it Philip? No, that's not right. That cannot be right. That's not right. Hold on, everybody. Sorry. Everybody, this list went off. Ashley, why don't you ban for a little bit? Let me figure this out. Kung Fu Panda TV show.
If anyone hasn't seen what Benedict Wong wore to the Shang-Chi red carpet, it's very good.
You've just been Googling the Shang-Chi red carpet.
Very good. No, I'm on Instagram and Dennis Zhang shared it. And it's a really cute outfit. So I like shout out to Benedict Wong. He looks very svelte in it as well. He looked good. So that's my vamp. That's all I have to offer. Thank you so much. The power of Google has failed us.
It's not going well. Mick Wingert is the voice, is the Jack Black.
Sure.
Impression. There he is. He's Jack Mac. He looks like a voiceover artist. So
I guess. I don't know what that means.
Oh, man. He was apparently in What If. He was a voice in What If. Who was he voicing in What If? Because he's like talking
one of the 85 Marvel stars who wouldn't do one day a voiceover, Chris Evans.
I don't know.
Well, the internet's listening to you because now there's a picture of Jack Black wearing a dragon shirt holding a lightsaber in my Instagram feed.
Okay.
Oh, it's his birthday today.
Jack Black?
Apparently.
Why didn't we get him on the show? What happened? Mick Wingert voiced Tony Stark in What If? Instead of Robert Downey. So this guy is like...
He's the sound-alike.
He is the sound-alike guy.
Good for him.
Well
honestly,
done.
Honestly, like, he's got a niche and he's clearly crushing it. So good for him.
Well, Mick Wingert, if you want to come on the show, you let us know. And on that note, we just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of GHL Extra. We're sorry we're off the rail.
I'm not sorry.
But I want to leave you with a little... Carl Douglas, the man, the legend...
He's a legend, absolutely.
He's not a one-hit wonder in my
heart.
He's
also welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah, Carl, give us an email. We know you listen. We know you're a patron. He's still dancing. I love it. This is another, like, he loves
to
dance.
I love about Ben Vereen as well.
He dances. He loves the kung. This guy, he must love kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, any final words?
I don't know if I can say it better than the icon himself.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. What a weird episode of GHL Extra, but we're so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for your support. That's why we get to play these songs. I'm Jason Immon.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, Superfriends. Time me.